The next two items on your lecture outline are the thalamus and the hypothalamus, and I'd like you to make a note that both of these are part of what's called the diencephalon. The diencephalon is a link between the cerebrum and the brainstem, and it's not actually part of the brainstem itself, and it's not part of the cerebrum. It's a link between the two, and in your textbook it tends to be depicted in sort of a maroon color. And this is an extremely important part of the brain. The thalamus, which looks like sort of the very top of the stem of the mushroom that holds up the cerebrum, is actually divided into two lobes, the right and the left. And there's a good picture of this. Let me just quickly find it for you. If you take a look on the diagram called the diencephalon and the brainstem, you can see from the side the thalamus looks like it's just sort of a rounded cap on the top of the brainstem. However, if you look at it from the back or from the front, you'll see that it's actually made up of two large lobes. And in some people's brains, these lobes kind of meet right at the tip. And in some people's brains, these two lobes are actually separated by some space. And the consequences of those differences are not well understood at all. What the thalamus does is it serves as a relay point or a processing center. You can almost think of it as being the mailroom in a large building. It's where all the stuff coming in gets sorted and sent to the right place. So if you think about the mail coming into a large building, it has to get sorted down in the mail room before it gets sent to the individual places where it should go. And the thalamus does this with sensory information. It sorts through the sensory information and sends the information to the part of the brain that has the capacity to interpret that information. So, for example, if the sensory information that's coming in is visual information, the thalamus will send that information to the part of the brain that processes visual information. If the information coming in, the sensory information coming in, is auditory information, it'll send it to the part of the brain that processes that. The same with pain, pressure, proprioception, all the different kinds of sensory information that can come in get sorted by the thalamus. I want to point out that the thalamus also filters much of the sensory information. There's actually much, much, much more sensory information coming into your brain than what you become aware of. And this is important because if you were aware of all of the sensory information that was coming into your brain from moment to moment, you would be completely overloaded with stimulation and you wouldn't be able to sort through what's important, what's not important, what am I focused on, what am I not focused on. And so the thalamus plays an important role both in sorting out the information, sending it to where it needs to go, and in filtering the information in terms of what's important and what's not. The hypothalamus is located right below the thalamus, and it's an extremely important part of the brain. It's one of the only parts of the brain that has some direct contact with the bloodstream. And as we mentioned before, the brain and the spinal cord tend to be separated from the bloodstream by the blood-brain barrier. And the hypothalamus, however, does have some contact with the bloodstream because it's sampling the blood for hormone levels and so on. And, excuse me, my dog is crawling onto my lap. Sweetie, move over. Thank you. Okay, so the hypothalamus is going to be the center that is involved with some hormone production and quite a bit of hormone regulation. So this is the part of the brain that regulates hormone levels, and it's also the part of the brain that controls many emotions and autonomic functions. So it's not necessarily a conscious part of the brain, but it's a part of the brain that's going to be controlling some strong emotions and drives, and it's also going to be regulating your hormones, which are going to have some effect on those emotions and drives as well.